Blog Talk Radio.
We can free ourselves.
We don't have to go all the way.
Oh, no.
But if you want us,
you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. Does it just feel so right? I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Cause girl, don't you know
that you know you're so beautiful. I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be holy, get up by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful. Wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be only here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know. Tell me if you feel the same way. Does it just feel so right? I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe,
I wanna
my love, you got the
just tonight, but for the rest of your life,
love,
I wanna be
always here by your side.
I'm sorry, Diva. Go ahead.
Yes. It's all right. Welcome to Diva's Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mrs. VIP, and this is my bedroom voice, Diva, La Perla Negra. How are you, Diva?
I'm good. I'm good. Got a little anxious in the head of myself.
That's quite all right. But now that you're with me, darling, how about doing the intro for me?
I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is Divas Talk. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Now, this is sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Baby. Yeah. Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
And you know this all the time. My poor bracelet is my number one.
I know that's right. I wonder if that's the number one choice amongst us as poets that have actually gotten them from For Real.
Mm.
Speaking of For Real, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, I want to give a thank you and a big shout out to someone who is a very good friend of mine, but he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links, those beautiful poet bracelets and other amazing pieces of jewelry that me and my diva speak of. And you can acquire them over on Amazon, Instagram, and Raw Links, be raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there at those places, make sure you holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will promise to get you adorned with your body of something of your choice. And that person that I speak of, his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, as he would say. I be trying. So, Diva, tonight is open mic. I love an open mic.
Yes, it is. I do, you too.
Know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You never know what you're going to get.
Exactly. And it's funny you should even mention that, because I want to start off tonight with In the Air. About that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm moving out the way. Let me fix the spotlight right, just right. Whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
Thank you. If you feel you need change, go outside, feel the air, and breathe in relaxation, then try to exhale the past. All the hurts and offenses, I can't say don't grieve, because you can't change the past, but you can remember good times. Feel it in the air. Can you feel the shift? Remember, anything from God is a good gift. Me, I wish for better days, yet I have to remember faith without works is dead. As I pray, I'm reminded what is said. My ways aren't his ways, so I need to keep my head to the sky. I know I can ask why, but I'll never blame him for what happens, because through it all, he kept me. Is it really mind over matter? The past had ups and downs, picked me up, threw me around. I didn't have a strong mind then. Now I do. I can't misconstrue the truth. I'm older, wiser, sometimes strong, and I know I have some witnesses. If troubles come, they won't last long. So maybe it is mind over matter. Be your best, that when ish hits the fan, you won't shatter. Control your emotions. Don't let them control you. So let me ask you once more. Do you feel it in the air? Do you feel the shift? Breathe and let go. Remember, living is a gift. Be good to yourself and just go with the flow. That's that piece.
That was soul food right there. Yes. Go outside and exhale that negativity and breathe in some positivity. That whole piece I had to cross my legs and lean on one hand and just breathe and relax and listen to your words, because sometimes, see, you got that voice that is very relaxing, and sometimes you can get caught up in the sound of your voice and miss the whole piece because you're like, And then when you're finished, you're like, wait a minute, what's she saying?
Right.
With that softness in your voice, you just have a natural soft buffer to your vocal cords, and sometimes it distracts you from the actual words. But I heard what you were saying. I heard exactly what you were saying. And what I got to say about that, God is good.
All the time.
Yes.
So, my diva.
Yes.
Diva, are you ready to grace us with the mic?
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a try.
All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called All in Love is Fair. I was once asked, why does a place where love is no longer found exist? I said, because you don't know how much pain your heart can take until you no longer care that the bad memories won't fade anymore. They always kept telling me for years that all in love is fair. So I always kept that mindset, even though I knew it was a lie after a while. Because how can it be when pretty little lies ain't really so pretty after all? Using them as a reasonable bullshit excuses after promises and words have been broken. See, when two people so seriously, so honestly vow to stay in love as one, but one is out becoming someone else with another. Love is no longer bound to be. So the future is now an uncertainty, a mystery anymore. What was certain to be. And you still tell yourself it's always been said, all in love is fair. Because the memories of being high on love are clinging. So toxicity has become a common comfort zone. And how can love breathe to exist when they believe that what they call okay, rejection and isolating, was an excuse as protection? All in love is fair, huh? Well, I loved him. But I was at war because he turned my happy into a battlefield of competition for superficially best. I had no defense. And that's that piece.
Well, damn. Evil. Oh, man. That was so... I'm sitting up here like, wait a minute, I heard this piece before, didn't I? And it's like what you thought was bullshit. Wow. Wow. That was awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, my dear.
Before we open these microphones, some bills got to get paid. How about I do that real quick, and we'll come right back and start opening up these mics, because, man, I see a powerhouse of poets up on here. We'll be right back.
All right.
Radio. This is Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back.
No, that,
Welcome back. Yes. I know, right? I love that. Listen, Diva.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, if this is who I think it is, we haven't heard from this one in a long time. And he's one of my favorite poets. I mean, I became a fan the first time I heard him. So he's the one. So let me bring him on in.
All right.
Hey, you. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How are you tonight?
Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes,
now
we can now. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good. Good. Man, it's good to hear your voice.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's good to hear y'all, both of y'all together again. Hey. What's that?
All right. Yes. I was like, wait a minute. I know this is not who I think it is. Then I got happy. Trust me, I got happy. So,
always. You know,
well, you make me happy too, so I appreciate that.
Ooh, Lord.
Absolutely.
My goodness.
Amen. So, verbal mind dancer, the one and only. Tonight is open mic, and we know you never disappoint, like my diva says. So, what you got for us to listen to tonight?
Oh, there's no title to it, but I got a little something for you here. Let me know when you're ready.
Diva,
you there? The mic is yours.
Okay.
Yep, the mic is yours, though.
What did you expect when you stole the war chest? When the head of the mob is the number one snitch, traitor, Judas, et tu Brutus. He wants to destroy the jurisprudence. He wants to employ the most criminally movement. What has he done for a buck and a fuck? Has he sold to the enemy locations and troop movement in exchange for money or personal improvement? Iraq, Iran, China, and Russia. If you will, Israel, or those Sudanese brothers, before Rocket Man became his North Korean lover, he would steal, show, divulge everything, just to prove he's smarter without proving a thing. What would he do for a buck and a fuck? Illegal moves that would make him a king? What consequences has his nonsense caused? Three soldiers were killed because they knew where they was. Mar-a-Lago, like Chicago in the 30s and 40s, headquartered gangs like Capone and his shorties. New York and Nevada, the devil wears Prada. And dude, I balls his daughter like it's something to be proud of. Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain. All he wants to do is ridicule and defame. It's one thing to be bold, but to be without shame when you're nothing more than the letters in your name. The consumption of corruption leaves a bitter taste. It seems to be an acquired and acclimated flavor for his base. Do what he says when he holds the dossiers of you with that woman. When he caught y'all in bed, games with a candy camera lens, blackmail your ass if you don't vote red. What did you expect from a man known to lie and cheat? A promise of some kind you know he won't keep. It's hard to keep face when proving you a fool by a fool. Dollar signs are easy to come by if you try to remove the rules. Who do you think will grab the bulk of it and start singing the MAGA blues? Have you ever heard the tale of the Pied Piper of Hamelin, a German town full of rats In today's world, they wear red MAGA hats. This mook leads them to act on his flute, his rallies, his tune, his tone. People, are you that far gone? Believe your eyes and ears, your Bible, if you will. Don't allow that clown to sign another bill. Roe v. Wade has already been killed. Dictators dictate how you should feel. Go against the grain, your ass might get killed or locked up or ouster. Keep claiming you're prouder. The fact and the gist of this is stop being a coward. My peace. Thank you.
Damn. Don't hand me that microphone. It's too hot. I'll burn my
okay.
damn hand.
He done broke it. Holy. He broke the mic.
Okay. Yo, you came out the door hard. I said, what? You know what? Oy. You know what? I don't know if I have enough heart to speak that kind of truth in a piece. Honestly, because that was hardcore. You know, you have given us so many political and conscious pieces, but this one right here, this one hit some, you know, it tapped in some nerves. This is not fabricated. This is true. For those of us that
right.
know, you know, if you know, you know. Damn. Well, you have redeemed yourself from missing an action. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Exactly.
I loved it.
All I can say is welcome back, and we missed you for sure. Man, what do you expect from a liar and a cheat? Promises
okay.
you know he won't keep. Dang. Come on now. I'm like,
yo.
What? Yes. Boy. Joe, you went in. And stayed in.
Well, you're the truth. You are absolutely the truth. Man, ain't nothing but truth up in there. I'm like, you know, they do stuff to folks that be talking like that sometimes. That was really, really dope, Peter. It was hardcore, though. Man. See, this is what we miss about you, you know, because you don't pull no
yes,
punches.
Exactly.
And the way that you project your energy through your voice, because there are certain times where you emphasize on certain words, and it's like, man, I'm all right. So I'm a little speechless right now. The piece, I was just like from the door. You like made me sit straight up. I'm like, oh shit, damn! I gotta wait a minute. Put this gum in the trash and listen, because I popped my gum and I can't hear nothing when I'm doing that. So, God. Love it, man.
Yeah, don't get lost in the void.
So this is what
we're
doing tonight, huh?
Well,
well, that's
what
I was doing. You said open mic, and I was going to do, like, you know, I said, let me find something lovey-dovey. I said, I mean, the thing going on right now, I can't keep with a lovely frame of mind right now. So.
Yo.
Get some shit off my chest.
Look.
And you did. You got this. I truly, truly appreciate it. I was going to chew on the platform. I'm like, well, let me wait a minute. Oh, that was so dope. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
You know,
listen,
absolutely. You know, if this is how we're starting off tonight, oh boy, y'all better grab on and hold on tight. I'm trying to tell you. But anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the man, the one and only Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, that named our little lounge area Temptation Station. But tonight,
yes.
This was like New York, Vegas, all them bad cities all been wrapped up in one. Man. Ooh. But anyway, we're going to take you back ourselves. We're both going to escort you back to Temptation Station. Just missed you just that much.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I hold up both my arms. Hey, come on.
There you go. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Diva.
Sheesh.
You know
we
how we were
like,
in sync.
Hold on. I got to turn the fan on and clear some of that steam and the smoke out of this room because, yo, can you go in the supply? Never mind. I'll go in there. I got to go to the supply closet and grab another mic because that one right there.
He killed it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Lord, that makes sense. Oh, right.
So, Diva, are you ready for the next poet?
I am.
All right. Area code 424. You're on the air with Divas Talk. Who's on the mic tonight?
This is Anthony Arnold.
Hey!
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Powerhouse of poets coming through. Oh, man, where my seatbelt? I got to strap myself in. Y'all, man, y'all don't play no game. Oh, my God. How are you? Goodness.
I'm doing well.
That's what's up. It's always great to hear your voice as well.
Jeez. It sure is.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is actually my first time on the show.
Diva's Talk it is. We've been a team for so long. It just the name changes, but the energy remains the same. So, yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to Diva's Talk.
Thank you,
my
dear. Mm.
Well, now
tonight is open mic. Go ahead, Diva.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, another powerhouse in the house. So. My brother, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. This piece is called Can I? I ask this question of you. I ask this from the bottom of my heart. If the push comes to shove, and I truly need a hand. Can I? If I need to beg for a blanket, a piece of meat, I need to know, would you? Hard times have swallowed me and my so-called friends have abandoned me. The question that really needed to ask is, when all is said and done, should I? Introspection is the key. I am an enigma wrapped inside a conundrum, but I need to know.
Yes, you can.
Ooh.
Damn.
Push comes dove. Can I? All right now.
You know what? I'm sorry, Diva, you finished?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Well, what I got to say is, Mr. Arnold, our poetic family on Thursday night, known as the Get Down Show, call you Double A. Your voice, you have a way of speaking with, and you soften your tone just a little bit. And it makes, it makes me sit up and just, what woman wouldn't be able to look you in your eyes as you were talking to her. You just have that draw about you. Excuse me. And it's so relaxing because while she's looking in your eyes, her shoulders are completely relaxed. Her spine is relaxed. And she's just listening to you speak because you are so direct, but you're not hard with your directness. It, like I said, there's a soft overtone with you. And I'm just, all right, let me go come back down a little bit. Because you, from the first line, I was like, yes. There's something about a man who can soften his tone, but still remain in his firm masculinity that draws the woman in. And that's what you do. That's what you did tonight for me. I'm like, yes. I'm here.
I appreciate it.
I'm trying to tell you all eye contact. Thank you.
I see what you did. I'm discombobulated, my diva.
Yes. This man's got me excited the way I'm good. Lord, Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Can I and may I?
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Sorry.
Mr. Arnold, you just came in and blazed the mic, too. And blazed it.
Just a little.
Now we got to get another mic.
Yep.
A little.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's a little.
Put it on my
mic. We don't mind at all.
I'm going back over to supply cars. I'm going to just bring a whole box of them out because
I
already know
what
it's going to be. Okay? One heavy all hitter
right,
after another. Sheesh.
Exactly.
Love to have you in.
Well, Mr. Arnold, my brother, would you mind if my diva escorted you over to the Temptation Station?
It would be a pleasure and an honor.
Ooh, all right now.
The pleasure is all
well, thank
mine.
You so much. All mine. Well, in that case, but thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy.
Whoa. Well, thanks.
These baritone voices, and the next one ain't God.
Ain't no better, I know. But you know what, Diva? Praise the Lord, I'm married, because the can I, may I, I'm like, woo. So it's a good thing I'm married, girl. Yeah.
Oh,
and
the way,
and here comes
the way this next one. Yes, the what this one, the way the articulation, the emphasis on the syllables. All right, just God.
I know,
God,
I'm gonna bring him
on. I'm glad I fastened my seatbelt.
Come on, Wordsmith. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How are you tonight?
I'm doing quite well. I'm enjoying this show. I just wanted to know, with both of you and your poems, did you have Phil Collins and Stevie Wonder on your mind?
I know Danielle did. I don't know about me. Phil Collins, you mean? Yeah, I got you.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, my title comes from his song, All in Love is Fair.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
One of my favorite ones.
I got you.
Definitely. Yes.
Excellent show, ladies.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
And it's getting better by every poem, every poet that's stopping by. So I know you're no different. So when you're ready, sir, we're going to put the spotlight on you and hand you a new mic. So when you're ready, go ahead.
All right. Thank you, ladies. This piece is called Addressing the Dominant Talker. You look over my shoulders, and I dislike being paranoid. Maybe it's my fault you don't trust me to save peace I stifle my voice. Because you really don't want to hear the truth about it. My feelings you deem wrong. When I've listened to every word you said as you kept going on and on and on and on, simply put, I keep quiet. And now you ask me why I don't talk. Hey, you hear yourself and don't take account my emotions, saying I sulk. I was a winner before we got together, so tell me how much more do I need to change? How long have we had this problem? Never mind, it doesn't matter what I say. I'm not a victim, but I won't stand here being whipped. You think sex will fix this? How masochistic. I am not simplistic. Is this love or are we just tripping over minute stuff that did or didn't get finished? What is it you want from me? Intimacy? Into me, see? Stop cloning what that and listen to the man God's called me to be. I put you first and made myself the least of these. No need for scenes because I seek when you repeatedly bring up my record you kept in your Rolodex about how I messed up from this time to the next. And with all due respect, I never abandoned you, walked away or got up and left. While you were in mid-sentence, sentencing me to this penitentiary, God's more lenient. And still, I'm not leaving you. I want to make peace with you and somehow see this through. If taking the blame makes you happy, then it's all the same. Let's go face to face playing this game with all these complaints out in the open this morning with the hope that I won't lose focus on these words I've been holding back. And we won't throw those tantrums to entertain the neighbors in this cul-de-sac. Let's talk and give me a chance to express, and please listen closely before you load up with your comeback. Give me a word in edgewise and stop throwing me off a cliff. I love you. This is why I'm here. But I'm getting tired of this shh. And the contents in this piece are true and nonfiction. But the lesson is some women need to shut up and listen to your man. That's their piece.
Well, damn.
Nah, he yodel. He yodel.
Oh,
my goodness. The yodel.
Yo. I got up and was straightening out my bed, you know, and I went to go flip the bedspread. I was like, what? He yodel. I love it. I love it. I'm trying to tell you, I love it. Oh, my God. Yo, what I'm hearing, girl, tell me what you want and stop playing, okay? And then you said, I love you. That's why you're still around. Oh, my God. You know what? A lot of us don't even realize when we have a good partner in life. Because the good partner is there and they take the good with the bad because they already recognize before the relationship even gets deep that it's going to be sunshine and then it's going to be rain. It's going to be cloudy days, but they know that that sun is going to eventually peek through. But you'll never find that out if you scat. If you get out of there and you don't stick to it. I love, man, you know, I'm a sucker for romance and stability and all that. Awesome piece, B-Dub. That yodel.
off the dome. Just off the dome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Off the dome.
That's what That's what's up. Because you got me in my head right now. I used to watch The Price is Right. And there was a game called Cliffhanger. And go, yo, do 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 yo, do do
do do do do
You never seem to amaze. I'm trying to tell you. I love it. I love it. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that key.
You're very welcome.
Hey, look. See, Double, that was decent. You know, like Diva says, you know, it takes a special someone to deal with all the rhetoric. And then finally it's like, be quiet. I love you. Like, be quiet. Let me get a word of edgewise. And just, if you be quiet, you'll understand. You'll see how much I do. That was decent. I can't even. I caught the yodel too, but that was funny. Oh man. And I meant to thank you so much for that that piece last week. You're right. I didn't see that coming. I really didn't. But so thank you very much. I know, right?
I told Paul Cram last night, I'm Liam Neeson in this poetry realm. I will find you. And I will look
right.
For you.
Ooh, absolutely, absolutely. But can I reiterate on your piece again?
Sure.
I want to piggyback off what my diva just said. Before my husband passed, I had been married for 20-something years, 22, 23 years. And we had had more downtime than I had up times. But through it all, I still remained the woman, and I knew my place. I knew the role that I played, and I understood that there were times where I knew that I couldn't learn anything if I didn't shut my mouth and just listen. And that is so vital within a relationship between a man and a woman. If you're going to make it work, there has to be a time when you have to just sit back, shut the hell up, and look at that man so you can listen and you can learn from him. And same thing goes for him. There are times when he needs to just be quiet and let you get out of your system, whatever it is, and let you say what needs to be said. So that right there, nothing wrong with that. And yeah, I'm a mouthy piece. I had to literally like breathe and suck in one more thing of oxygen before I sealed my lips. But it is possible. A lot of women don't think it's possible, or they just refuse to be respectful like that. You know what I mean? Allow that man to be the man in their life. So, all right, I ain't going to get off into this whole relationship thing. I'm just expressing.
I was stuck on lips. So there you go.
There you go. All I got just said, all you heard was lips.
I'm a man. What are you expecting me? Lips and breasts.
It's all good. It's all good. But thank you so much, C Double. Diva, back to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
We really, truly appreciate you stopping through because, like my diva says all the time, you never disappoint. But so with that, you know what? I'm going to escort you to the Temptation Station. How about that? So there is your peppermint snaps or whatever snaps you like. So do
fresh
enjoy
breath.
Yourself.
I love it.
There you go. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
One love, one mic to both of you ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Diva.
Wow.
I know. And we got more heavy hitters up in here. But before we open up these other microphones, time to pay another bill. All right. So with that said, we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
This is Epiphany Radio.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Divas Talk on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number, people, is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1, because we got some heavy hitters out here, and you can be one, too. So with that said, Diva, are you ready mm-hmm. for the next call?
I am.
All right.
Come on in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one half of the Just Jay and Gina show, and that's a great show, by the way. And we have Just Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Say it again, Jack.
All right.
All right, baby. All right. Give me just a minute. I'm on the mic now. Thank you, sweetie. Howdy do.
Howdy do.
Hey.
Man, life be life.
You know it. You already know. You already know. It's all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be doing the dandies. I'll be keeping my eye on it, though. Man, I fell asleep doing Paul Cram's show. Paul Cram's show was going so doggone good. I don't know when I fell asleep, too.
Yo, I'm going to tell you. We thought, honestly, because, see, sometimes you're a prankster. You're a trickster. With
That's what it was.
And I ain't giving it to you like that this time. Said to myself, some people don't know. And mm-hmm. Paul Graham is not used to you doing the different voices and stuff. And so he kept asking, was you like, he is wired for sound. Hear me? You was calling the hogs. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, man.
It's all good. You got to listen to your body. And trust me, you are not the first, second, or third person to get caught.
Yeah, but when it happens to you, then it's just you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Like you said, it's all good. It's all good. We understand.
I'm going to go ahead and live. I will survive. Hey.
It's all good, though. How you doing tonight, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little wired for sound myself, so, yeah. Guess I'm doing all right.
No, last night you were wired for sound. Tonight you
Lord,
were
help me. I can see myself being 99. Hey, maybe you fell asleep with Paul Cramps.
It's okay, but the show was amazing last night. I gotta tell y'all, man, it was it was all that, and I was so honored to be the first person on the mic for it was amazing. It really, really was. I'm looking forward to more of these shows.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. And he said he's still gonna be tweaking on it also, so. Really looking forward to see what else he's going to go ahead and do to it.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey, VIP, how you doing, ma'am?
Well, thank you, sir. How are you?
Sweet. What's been the vibe for tonight?
It's open mic. Open mic.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and try to slip a little something in there.
All right. Well, we're going to step back. Shine a spotlight on you. Try not to kill the mic, okay?
Oh, shit. It's never intentional. All right.
The mic is yours.
Appreciate you, sweetheart. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of Akiti's desire to be smitten. By the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with his words of self-magnificence, and when it came to crap, she knew that no one could hand-deliver it like grapes into a hungry ear better than he. How could she form a fulmination? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? He babble-babble, her brook trickles. And she says it's worth her weeks of lament, cause she knows tonight she will get no gent. And most likely she'll be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel. Not even a hummingbird's wings and beats could hold a candle when her panting is hardly audible. She has become a musical instrument, and tonight this bull could hear the music. And even when the levees busted, the waters did not rush, but they slowly engulfed and creamed all that it touched, because her soft melodic pants, shortness of breath, was tied to her waters. And she did not wish to extinguish his wick or have it flare out of control, so she cooled in his ear like a dove, just out of sight, because for once, she just wanted to make love. And she calmed his inner beast with sweet ballads while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts. With all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, she's in another world. And her pheromones hung heavy in the air like candy. This nostril cane eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock. High up atop a wind vane, his vane twisting in her lightning, it's raining. She's trapped in a grand mal storm as he plants his flag deep, staking her claim, whilst he kisses her deep from her head to her feet. And we'll see what water that perspiration brings as the geyser throat swells and spills as if upside down it goes high into the sky and dead into her inner space till the lawn is soggy. You see, tonight is only the first act in this experience, because when the snow blows in blizzardly conditioned, the milky precipitation that covers the blemishes that meanders down the stream in a slow motion bead, following a scene and impacting a well with life. Poem.
I gotta get wow. out more.
Wow. You know, every time I hear this piece from you, it gets better and better. And at first, I didn't get it because I really had to get past your fast speaking, but I realized it was your cadence. And now that I totally get it, it is beautiful. It's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Just one night, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, and you know, when he babbles and the brook, you know, dribbles and all
oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
And I see that. Okay, I see that. And I'm like, oh, he got it. He got
he
it.
He babble, babble. Her brook trickles.
Babbling yeah.
brook.
Oh, I can tell you, another heavy hitter. That's what you are. That was excellent.
Thank you, Queen.
Outstanding. And absolutely. Diva?
You know what, sir? Those of us that want to be in a relationship, whether we're in one or not, we, you know, there comes a time in our life where, yes, we want to be made love to. And you said cooing in his ear, like, you say doves?
Yeah, cooing in his ear like a dove just out of sight.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful visual. And you're another one that has a softness about your tone. But yours comes when you pronounce your syllables. The way that you speak, you just have this thing about you that says, it's almost like like the vampire, what do they call it? Glamoring the victim. I see you standing there and you are putting your hand out, like motioning for your victim to come to you. And they can't help themselves. It's that's how your voice does when you spit your pieces, and it's on purpose. I used to think you weren't conscious of it, but I noticed you do it on purpose for that special effect, and you got it. You got that it factor, definitely. And then your pieces, they are so beautiful. Some of them can be dark, but this one right here, it makes the girl go, tell me more about my eyes, please.
You know what? I was thinking I was being the man, and I was, you know, doing things a certain type of way. And I had met an older woman, mm-hmm. and she had told me nothing is going nowhere. Nothing is running. Take your time. And it was just like a light click.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, she's right. She's right. She's very right. Beautiful piece, Jay, as always. That.
Thank you.
Well,
don't
Jay,
let him skate up out of here.
We ain't letting him go. We want to know what you got going on in the Epiphany Video Universe.
We're going to be spinning tracks next time we come back. We had Rebel come through here. Great interview. Great guy. A lot of people came in and listened to the man and the rest of that. It was pretty good. This week coming up, not this week, but the next following week, we're going to be back to spinning tracks again.
Right. All right.
Yep. And also we're going to be recruiting. I need Danielle, you already know you in the next one. You and Rev is already seated. You and Rev is already seated. I need something from you, VIP. I need you to bring some of that love into the into the existence so we can go ahead and get on the MP3.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
Sweet.
All right. I got you.
Sappier the better.
Ooh, I got you. Oh, I really got you now. Okay.
All right. Thank you, ladies, for letting me go ahead and indulge for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you. Now it's time to escort you to the Temptation Station.
Oh, wait, how am I going to get there?
Go to verbal. Oh, yeah.
How am I going to get there?
So,
I'm lost and I'm feeble. Like, I'm blind,
too. I'm walking you over there.
Uh-oh, watch out, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me, skipping like I can see.
All right. There you go.
Y'all
all
take
right,
in.
Oh,
one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You know what? Diva, talk about
uh-oh.
A heavy hitter.
Right.
I ain't heard from this one in a minute.
Achoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, please let me introduce to you one half host of the Get Down. This is my brother, Poetic. Hey, Poetic, how you doing? Welcome to Diva's Talk.
Hey, 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 Mrs. VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
What's up, Ben? My goodness, it's been a long morning. Wow. But it's still a heavy hitter, nonetheless. Right up here.
Well,
right.
Stop it. I've been around.
You already know it. We know you've been around. How you
been? I did just fine. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the show tonight. All y'all just like, y'all up here.
Ooh.
Burning up the mic.
Yeah, it's powerful. I mean, you know, I hear a lot of my brothers. I don't hear no divas other than you two, but I hear my brothers. I mean, the divas, are they scared to come out tonight or what? What's happening?
I don't know what happened. I've seen a couple of them. I've seen a couple of them listening. You know, but
okay.
Maybe something's going on. You know.
But we're I'm not complaining now. It's all good.
Okay.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Diva, I think we have to let our Mr. Poetic know that I'm going to be sending our invoice in tomorrow morning because we need new mics. And I got a feeling.
No problem. Wait, I don't see for real, so I'll go ahead and I'll get him approved ASAP. So he won't
there
see
you
it.
Go.
So. It won't be hey, I see this invoice come across my desk for all these mics.
Right.
Somebody want to tell me what's going on? I mean, no shining up both sides. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I just pulled the last box out of the supply closet. So you got to reach down in there and grab them another one because they just destroying all of them. Okay?
Yes. Well, Poetic, it is your time, sir. And I'm handing you our last mic. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
I'm going to try this piece. It's a little something different from my quill, but nonetheless, I hope you enjoy. Excuse me. Angel, think of you. I was once told my octaves created this neural pathway from the crown of her thoughts down to her sacred opening called the birth canal. And as she tried to cross her legs, the thickness of her thighs would gently squeeze her lips together so that her magic button would quiver. The pleasantries of her cream was more than a dream, but it made me scream and moan her name ever so softly. Gently, I soul lick her thoughts, creating oases where her erotic love becomes my peace, my serenity of an enigmatic oasis. Focused solely on giving her body oral stimulation, wrapped around my fingers is her stickiness. Useless is the necessary form of any kind of safe word, because I desire to wear her scent like my favorite cologne, building up an ecstasy of superior submission as she can't wait to babysit my unborn seeds, while I constantly crave the attention of her desires. The focal point of my sensation comes from the natural secreted fluid from her arousal. And the fulfillment of my passion needs her vibrant level of supreme thought, suggesting that I'm nothing without her softness, undeserving of her absence, manifesting a power of seductiveness where I just come from a random thought of her presented excitement. When I think of you, from the mind of Poetic.
Well, damn. Come on now. Come on now.
Come up in here and do us like that. Hey. All right. You also, you've redeemed yourself of being MIA. God damn.
Thank you.
I
was hoping
that I was
able to do
that.
I had to open up a cold bottle of water. I don't even drink cold water. I like mine room temperature, but I had to open up a brand new bottle straight from the fridge because that was super hot.
That was very sensual and arousing to the practiced ear, if you will. But that was truly swoon-worthy and amazing. And that invoice will be in before midnight tonight. Thank you very much, because you just killed that mic.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hurry up and get it in, so I can get it approved.
Ooh, Diva.
Look. Okay. So I'm going to keep this PG.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, I'm Yeah, that was really, really hot. We haven't heard that side of Poetic in a long time. Not that we forgot that that's a part of you, but that was a true surprise. But it was a good one. It was a good one. I'm not going to repeat what you said because, yeah, I got to get out.
No, we're not repeating that, no. Mm-hmm.
I got to start.
No.
it must be the after effects of that new moon that just passed because, Lord. Okay. Back to you, Diva.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't call it. Like I said, it was swoon-worthy, and I had to take a three-second break to take a sip of some cold water. I needed it bad. Thank you very much. But that was awesome. Outstanding. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Oh God.
You know what? I couldn't help it. I could not help that one. But anyway, before we let you skate off or slide off into something. What do you have going on in the Epiphany or Radio Universe?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, join me and J. Rob the Wise Son tomorrow night on the Get Down. And then Saturday night, please come through and join me. Hang out with me inside Romantic Sensual Saturday. No commentary, just pure poetry, laced with music, and you. So come on and hang out with us. We'd love to have you.
That's what's up.
All right. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to let my diva escort you to the Temptation Station while I get myself together. Thank you very much. And while you're being escorted, You know why, though? Because I'm typing up this invoice as we speak. I'm trying to get it done.
Okay.
Because we're going to need it.
Yeah, she's got to get that in. I mean, we got to get that invoice.
Absolutely.
We have to.
Yeah, that is important.
So thank you much, sir. Yes, it is. Absolutely. One love, one mic.
Thank you, ladies. One love,
one
mic.
One love, one mic. Girl.
You know what?
I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting something something different.
No,
but that was truly poetic tonight.
I was gonna say you got it.
Lord.
So I got you back. Oh man. All right. Well, Diva, let's keep this party going on. And if I'm not mistaken, I do believe we have a automatic prismatic.
Mr. Automatic.
Hey. Hi,
welcome to
Diva
Talk. How are you?
What's up, Auto?
Hey.
Welcome to Diva Talk.
I'm just driving right now. Driving on the highway.
Okay. All right. Well, as you know, tonight is open mic. So what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I didn't bring a poem. I had to freestyle, so you know, I had to do that. I didn't come on prepared, so I got a freestyle. So,
that's what you do.
It's called The Message.
The mic is yours.
Can I make you a special edition? Words are changed like the addiction. And everything that I need you to hear, I need you to listen. You'll borrow my vision. You see, when you hear the message, I want you to hear the details. I want you to hear that you're like a diamond that shined in my heart. I want you to know that you are the bright star. I move everywhere. My mind is with the existence. And I'm loving you a long distance. Power is like and the resistance. Only you, my valuable, my words are so factual. And I speak in my own message, my own life, my own territory, my own anniversary. This be us. One by one, we are two. And everything that we have to go through, we unite in the message with our hands held together and loving one another. You are the beautiful smile that I truly discovered. Oh, if you felt the message, if you felt the realness, if you felt the quality, you are everything that I dream of. The world is you, of you become my world, my earth, and the sun that shines on you. Your beautiful eyes is my own temptation. The words that change the whole situation. But what could I vision? What could I do? I guess the message is I can't vision a life without you. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Thing is, it, I'm all in. Weapon drive.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know, although I really like to laugh
on my bed. I'm sorry. I had to freestyle.
No.
You had.
Mm-hmm. Well, that last line was very beautiful, and I enjoyed your piece very much. I truly enjoyed it.
Thank
so what you got for him, Diva? Mm-hmm.
I was drinking some water. It was a very beautiful piece. I'm noticing that y'all on a love vibe tonight, because this is what we are receiving from you gentlemen tonight. Like I said, we got the heavy hitters up in here. And anybody that knows me knows that I am a fool for love. I'm just in love with being in love. And when I hear pieces like this, it does something to me. It makes me, I don't know, it does something for me. And I truly, truly have a great appreciation for them. So thank you for that, Otto.
Thank you. Guess I'll just go ahead and my message be driving safe, you know.
You be careful out there. Yeah, and you can't bring none up in the Temptation Station anyway. You already know.
Sneak something in there, you know, but you... You know, I heard you got the cameras up in there, so I can't.
That's right. And I'm looking at them right now, so it's all good. You've been on good behavior.
Okay.
But I'm going to escort you over there to the Temptation Station anyway. Don't make me have to check your pockets here.
I can't see nothing up in there now. Oh, my goodness.
Nothing. Let's get on over there. You got the crew of your homies up in there. You got C-Double. You got Joe the Verbal. You got Poetic up in there.
Anthony
all of them
Arnold.
Up in there. Anthony Arnold. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic. Okay. Thank you so much.
One mic.
Well,
Diva, time to pay another bill, right? Before we finish out this, we got some more heavy hitters up in here. So let me do a real short one. Be right back, y'all.
Tiffany Radio.
This is Epiphany Radio.
Well, I
all right.
But
yeah. I'm ready. I am so ready. But Diva, remind everybody of the dial-in number, which is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1, because I'm telling you, this show is banging tonight. We are lit. So with that, Diva, let's bring in the next caller. Area code 318. Welcome to Diva's Talk. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 318. You're on the mic.
Well, ladies, how are you all tonight? I am Mr. Lewis Speaks. Yeah. How are you all, ladies?
Hey.
Oh,
welcome.
Hey.
Welcome. We're good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to come on and I wanted to say, ladies, you all are doing and I am enjoying the show. I came on Park Ramstar last night. First time really just sharing my gift with the world. And I wanted to say, hey, y'all are doing it. This is my kind of vibe. And y'all truly have some heavy hitters on tonight.
Absolutely. I heard you last night, and I definitely enjoyed it. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Blessings.
Absolutely.
Well, Diva, how about escorting this gentleman to the mic?
All right, Mr. Lewis, see? I'm going to back out of the way, get off stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Now, look, I'm going to tell y'all, just like I told them last night, I'm like Erykah Badu. I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my ish, all right? So I'm going to bless y'all with this piece called The Essence of You. Baby, words can't describe the way you make me feel. Every time that I see your face, your eyes can hypnotize the strongest of men. Your femininity stops time each time that you walk into a place. You're confident. Your beauty is natural. And to other women, you seem too good for them. You are the definition of a real woman, and I enjoy the essence of you. If I buy you a house, I have no doubt that you'll make it home, giving it peace and love, making it our safe space. You see, with you, I'm never alone. You're smart and resourceful as you constantly speak life into your man, as you help him achieve his dream. You're constantly covering him in prayer, knowing that Satan will use anyone to try to get him out of his character, trying to get him to fight, cuss, and scream. You're his wife. You're his woman. And you're even his something on the side. You have the ability to keep it spicy, all while taking him on a sensual ride. To your sweet nectar, more thick than cocaine. Her loving is so warm and wet that it drives you insane. She's the kind of woman that'll make a player want to do right, change it for the better, have a successful business, and even be smart enough to make you his wife. Because you're confident, your beauty is natural, and all the sisters think that you're too good to be true. You're the definition of a real woman. And baby, I enjoy the essence of you. Paul.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I loved it. Wow. I mean, every nuance of a woman or every aspect or everything about a woman. You've touched her femininity, you know, her confidence, her beauty, you know, that was really truly a beautiful piece. And I love that.
Thank you.
Got another heavy hitter. All right, Diva, what you got for him?
You know, every woman wants to be made to feel like that woman, the woman. And what comes along with making her feel like that is a sense of security, with positive reinforcement, love, it's that energy of that soft touch and that reassurance with not just the voice, but specific words, their key words. And you did that. And using that one particular word, the essence of her is just, that just takes the cake for everything. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece, and I truly, truly appreciate it. Wow. And to hear you two nights in a row, man, that's I'm good.
I appreciate it. Like I said, I've been writing for years. I just now decided to share my gift with the world. So,
thank you.
I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you up there. You more than okay. You up there with the heavy hitters. I see you've been hiding and holding out, but it's all right. It's all good. The door is open. The mic is always open. Okay? So don't
Absolutely.
Be a stranger. Absolutely. I love your poetry
Definitely
already.
Definitely mm-hmm. won't be a stranger. This is my vibe. And I work in the school system where I'm at, and I'm actually trying to teach young brothers and sisters, you know, that poetry can be a great escape. It helped me through some of the darkest times, and so I actually been able to reach a few, you know, just show them it's a whole different world out there.
You keep doing Absolutely. What you're doing. It's necessary.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe when we bring our poetry, we see a space where it is needed. That is one of our purposes. So you keep doing what you're doing. Coming on back over here to Epiphany, man. We love you already.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Blessings to both of you all.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
I'm going to escort you over there to the Temptation Station. And you go in there and talk to the other fellas that's in there. Thank you for coming by. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
Wow. Diva.
Okay. I know. I already know. Okay. Yes, when I heard him last night, I was like,
okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a treat.
He has that voice of a crooner.
Well,
Diva, I'm going to tell you something. If this is who I think it is, we have some female presence up in here tonight. And
yes,
I think we
do.
Got ourselves a classy poet in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Is this you, Miss Classy? Hey, Diva,
hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Welcome
hey,
to Diva's Talk.
Hey, sister.
Hey. Nice to have you on board.
Yes,
nice to be on board.
Yeah, I heard you last night, too. I was listening.
All right.
I'm trying to get
well,
back on
back
slowly, but
to
you're
been on
Yes,
wow.
it has.
I'm glad.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? I think I got one more mic left, Missy, and I think this mic is yours. So we're going to step back and shine a spotlight on you. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm going to spice it up a bit, you know, to have these fellas on here doing all this love. But I'm going to have to turn up the heat on them just a little bit. With this piece called Damn. Damn. I want you to lose yourself under my sheet between wet and wet. We can surely act as though we just met. After all, it is I that won the bet, so let me tell you exactly what I want you to do. Enter me with a raging smile. Right now, we can make this moment all about love. Tempt my G-spot with everything you got. Hit it just right so I can contract the muscles in my walls and make myself nicer. Around your waist, I wrap my legs. Yes. You moan. I make out between your pants my name as you arch your frame. Let me feel all of you. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper inside my pink. Watch me shiver because you done hit that spot. Got my stomach in a knot. I gyrate my hips and arch my back. I synchronize my rhythm to match yours with no slack. You thrust. I'm about to bust, and you explore for more. You lick my clit, I feel my paradise lit. Oh, shit. My muscles tighten in my abdominal pit. You moan, you groan, picking up the pace, holding on to the sides of my face. You drain into my heavenly oasis until there's nothing but drip. Inside, we create nature's rain as we mix. You kiss me upon my lips. I smile as I whisper in your ear. Baby, I'm not done. I haven't seen the morning sun. Let's do it one more time. Damn. I'm locked, loaded, and ready. That's it.
Well,
damn.
Right? Ooh. Ooh. Oh, boy.
It took me back to the erotic love zone. Bam.
Okay. I was going to say, we might need to change up one night and bring Classy Poet back. Girl, that was hot. Steaming. Sexy and nasty. I loved it.
Tell you
all right now.
Eroticism is my wheelhouse. That's what I do. The sensuality, yes, all of that, the provocative. I've always been a fan of yours, even though we ain't heard you in a minute.
Thank y'all.
But I follow you on TikTok and Instagram, all that. I'll be seeing, I'll be there. I'm a creep. I'll be lurking.
That's all right. Keep creeping and lurking.
But, You know, I've always liked your style, always. And it's missed. So I want to let you know, with your old Nancy Cell, it's always an open mic waiting here for you. Okay, always. We got to hurry up, you know. But, yeah, because y'all are just killing these microphones tonight, man. They too hot for me to even pick up off the floor. Sure, y'all just came in here and just, man. It's awesome hearing from you again, and that was an amazing piece, as always. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you know what? I don't think this diva right here needs an escort to the Temptation Station. She's going to strut her stuff.
No, I'm going to just turn the spotlight on and shine it all the way down the hallway till she gets there. Now, you got to be careful because we got gentlemen's up in there. That's all that's up in there right now.
Okay.
So, you know, but
there
you do your thing, girl.
All right.
You got it.
Thank you so
one
much.
Love one, Mike Lake.
One love for Mike.
One love for Mike.
Well, damn. I can't stop saying that. They're coming in here killing it.
Yes,
wow.
They are. And I'm glad
well, look.
Yes.
Let's just keep this going. Ooh, yeah. Next on the mic, area code 334. Welcome to Divas Talk. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Miss Liz.
Diva.
Ooh, Diva.
Yeah. Hey, Diva.
Hey, what's going on?
Sounds like I need to come out and help represent the female coalition. And the men have taken over.
Yes, they have, girl, but it's in a good way. They can hold me captive.
Okay.
Nice. That's not nice. All right, let me pay.
Well, Diva, we are ready. We are seriously ready. So the spotlight is now on you. And you know what? Since we don't have any mics left, I'm going to loan you mine. So
okay,
now the mic is
okay.
Yours. Go ahead, Diva.
I'm going to step back to the love stuff. This piece is called Love Song Light. All I need is a true gentleman, a gentleman who understands the words of new birth. He'll know I am that wildflower, and I need to be treated gently and allowed to be absolutely free in his care. I need a glass of good, sweet wine and to be held tight as we dance to Donny Hathaway. We were alone, and I was singing my song for you. I need an old-fashioned courtship in a modern age. Good morning text messages and evenings just hearing you breathe in the phone. Because like Jilly from Philly sang, you always answer my calls when I call. I want long rides going nowhere and Nina Simone on the radio telling us what to do in the dark. I need a man with a plan who makes our time together memorable. This man will open my doors, carry my packages, keep me on his inside, and give kisses to my forehead as I sleep. Like Raheem Devon, I'll be his queen, and he'll be my true warrior king, fiercely protecting my heart, because he understands that everything I am is precious, and his love is my greatest treasure. When this man finds me, he will know that I'm all he desires, giving me no fear of his freedom, and he none for mine. Like Anthony Hamilton sings, and the point of it all is I love you, leaving no reason to search for more, because we already have everything, and we can live out our days finding new ways to perfect what Anita Baker calls that same old love. I'm Liz, and you just in service.
All right now. Hey.
Y'all just got me. Yes. Y'all just got me on an emotional roller coaster. Some of y'all made me horny, and some of y'all made me fall into those comforted arms of love. Okay? And it's all good. I like this one. It's like an amusement park. Mm-hmm. Go over here, get me some real quick, and I just relax.
Try all these different rides, see how they make you feel.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it. Beautiful piece, Steve.
Yes, that was awesome. Look. She don't disappoint, not ever.
Good. Nope.
I loved it though.
This one's like 8-9 years old. I've just never performed it.
Well, thank you for performing it tonight.
Absolutely.
For us.
Thank you.
I like that long ride going nowhere. All right now. All right. Well, Ms. Lips, What you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
So every other Friday, so not this Friday, because this Friday is Renaissance. Next Friday is going to be a new edition of the Inkwell, where we want to know what made you move your pen. Bring us whatever it is you're feeling for that night and tell us what made you write it. That's on Epiphany every other Friday at 9 p.m.
All right. That's what's up.
Yes.
Well, Diva, it is time to, you know what? And you know what, Diva, we're not escorting her either. We're going to shine a spotlight on her and let her sashay herself on into the Temptation Lounge.
Yeah, go on ahead down the hallway. We got Classy Poet up in there. I'm pretty sure she'd like you to sit next to her. Okay, and y'all can work
all right. I like that
That's
word,
sashay.
Okay, I can get my hip swirl on with that one.
Yes.
Hey, now.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
One love, one mic, Diva.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, wait. All right. You know what, Diva?
Mm-hmm.
What better way to end the show tonight with the host of King and Queen's Quarters, Mr.
Yes.
Sergio Adebayori. Come on in, King. How you doing tonight? Welcome.
Hey, busy night at the job, but I'm glad to be here, though. I'm going
to
make it to the
glad
show.
Glad to have you. Welcome to Diva Talk. Yes, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's right. How you ladies doing?
Good.
Great.
Well, thank you. Yes. Man. And this is an amazing way. I can't think of a better way to end the show. That last mic. Matter of fact, I got to hand you mine because all of the other ones got burned up and Diva had to give her mic up. So I'm going to give you mine. Okay?
All right. That's what's up.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece I titled Enough. You only saw the beginning and also the in-between. I used to think of the hereafter. There seems to be awkward chatter. Thought you were more official. Nowadays you seem more vengeful. But not against me. That's why I took away my energy. Recycled the cheese. Recalibrated what needs to be. Purchased a brand new pair of shades that read deep within. Who gassed you like a lost winning raffle ticket from church? If hurt people, my rebirth is non-existent. It's the intention created from a hatred that you're faced with. My patience was wearing thin before I had to let that ass go. Hope that you know I moved through earth realms with a glow. Traveling mentally in a subconscious state of I don't really know. Giving comedians an applause while our tour lands of now. Making faces at the clowns, cracking the fuck up with style. Kind of friendly when you send me sincerity greetings. Can't rent an empty space when the sign says no vacancy. Lately, I had the strangest feeling from long ago. As I said before, I'm closing open windows and the door. Now that I got shit off my chest, I wear armor of reflection. I'm sorry, baby girl, that I had the dead all connections. I wear my God glasses to hide from them fake friends. God has your number. I'm Sergio in the zone.
He did not come to play.
He did not come to play tonight.
Yo. That's what's up, man. You always give us. I'm just telling you. Never cease to amaze me. Okay.
Not ever. That was a bomb.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, Diva, you are so direct. You remind me of myself in a sense. You know, we speak, I mean, we spit how we speak. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, you are so, you totally remind me. Diva, what
that's
you got
that
for
fire sign thing, fire sign.
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Don't let him skate out of here, Diva.
Nah, not him. No. Mr. Sergio Atterbury, what you got going on in Epiphany Radio Universe?
Hey, every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, check out Sergio Atterbury and the Divas on the Epiphany Network. Get it rocking and popping, the music, the poetry, everything is out.
That's what's up. That's absolutely
sounds
what's
good.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'll be sure to be there with bells on.
Right.
That was decent. Totally decent. So,
right.
We ain't even escorting you to the Temptation Station either. We're going to escort you to tip over and open that door and let them all out. So
right,
thank you so much for stopping. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
And bringing that up, please. That's what's up.
Right.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
One mic.
Wow.
This was amazing. Totally amazing. Listen, I'm going to let you start it off tonight, Diva. You got any closing remarks?
As I always say, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you get that good relationship going with yourself. You're going to have it for the rest of your days here and there in life, spirit. Continue to love and respect one another, okay? I want you to be safe because these germs are still out here messing with folks and they ain't got no names on it. They just get you, okay? And with that, I'm going to hand it back over to my diva. Love y'all. I'm going to say peace.
Listen, everybody, I just want to say thank you for those who came in tonight. You guys showed up and showed out and broke every single mic we had. So I got work to do. And my diva is going to take us out. Thank y'all so much. God bless you guys and take care. Be kind. It doesn't hurt a bit. Take us out, diva.
All right.
Those brown eyes see a side of you nobody knows. Nobody knows but you. I wanna go, go wherever your thoughts lead you, treasures you hold. Why don't you show the truth? 'Cause what I've seen so far is heaven sent, eloquent and decadent. Drop your sin my way, I hold on, babe. I've lived this whole damn life all over again, just to meet you once again. Every second, minute, hour, still in place. 'Cause you've always been mine. Completely.